Okay, let's begin. Kilayim Daf Mem Aleph. Kilayim Daf Mem Aleph, that's where we are. And yesterday we had the Mishnah relating to the definition of a kerem. Definition of a kerem. So we had the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one row is enough. That's Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says you need at least two rows. A nafkamina, ramification of that, is how much of the kerem is ne'esar when you plant zra'im near it. And there it comes out that the Beis Hillel has a chumrah because of his definition of kerem, and Beis Shammai has a kula. And then the Gemara went into a few, and we have one more, permutations of, okay, so if you plant the zera right next to one of the vines in a row, what if you plant the zera in between two of the vines in the outside row? What if you plant it in the corner? That was what we had at the end of Shir. What if you plant it in the corner? So what if the corner is asered? And there Beis Shammai said the whole corners, right? The whole sides of the corner, and we gave the mashal that's similar to the zrikas hadam, which has to be on all four sides by many karbanas. Again, the karban chatas is known. That has the most comprehensive zrika schedule, because you have to be zorik it on each of the corners. On the Dalad Kronos, it's not good enough to do Shtayim Shein Arba by a Karban Chatas. It has to be Lamala Mikhuta Sikra, meaning above, and all four corners. All other Karbanos, a Shlamim, an Ola, even an Asham, they're all Lamata Mikhuta Sikra. They're all under the Chuta Sikra. Shlamim and the Asham and the Ola, the Ola and the Asham are Shtayim Shein Arba. Right, meaning it's on two opposite corners, on the northeast corner and on the southwest corner, and that covers all four. Right, not on the southeast corner because there's no yisod there. It has to be with the yisod. Remember, the Mizbeach had an entire yisod on the north, an entire yisod on the west, but on the east and on the south, it only had little parts because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Chelek Binyamin. And the border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right there, right through the Beis HaMikdash, therefore there was no yisod. So you had to do the zrikas on the Yisod Mizbach HaOlas, therefore you do it on the northeast and the southwest. So there also, you have in the corner, so it covers both sides. That's where this Beis Shammai says, you have the corner and it covers both sides, the entire row, because it's a row of five. But Beis Hillel says, right, you know, you can take five of the vines, as we saw in the picture, you have three on each side and the one corner one in the middle, so you have two possibilities of two rows with a zanaf. Fine. So we had, if you plant one right next to a vine, if you plant one in between two vines, if you plant one on the corners. Now, what if you plant one in the corner in between? That's the one that we're up to, on the top. Zara Kenegana Beinayim, which means a picture of a vineyard with, 25, and you plant it, let's say the southeast corner, but not in the corner, in between the corner one and the one next to the corner one, outside, meaning parallel to that. So Zara Kenegana Beinayim, Sheb Bekeren Zavis. Hazavis, right? You planted it in the corner, but benayin, right? In between the corner. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Zara keneged shura shebim ma'arav bekeren zavis klomar bitzad hashura velo beemsa, right on the side. Ukeneged ha'avir shebein gefen rishon aloshnia, and between the vines of one and two gefanim. So if you plant it in between, so how many vines are ne'asar? So again, al ta'itid Beis Shammai. Oser et kol hashura. So go to Beis Shammai, let's say you planted on between the first and the second, so that whole row, that whole one row could be a kerem. So and it's kadosh, that first whole row, that's closest to where you planted it, right? Unlike if it was in mamish in the corner, then both rows would be aser, but here only one row. Al daiti de Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel would say, no, it has to be Oser Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, as we know, the two that are closest to the two that are closest to the where you planted it. V'achaz Yosei Zanav Mikan, and then the one that's sticking out as a zanav. Again, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shtayim Beshura Chitzona, two in the outer row, that this is, again, in between. Remember, you planted this in between the corner one and the one above the corner one, let's say. So those two are going to be Ne'asar. V'shtayim b'shur she'kenegd, and two the next row in. And then, va'achaz yotzei zanav mikan, and one that goes out as a tail. B'shura chitzona she'bim ma'arav ne'asar gam od gefen shlisha she'azanav. One that's sticking out. So, again, you have five altogether, according to Beis Hillel. She, according to our Gersa, Shishis Ezohi. What about a sixth one? Right, you had five there. Don't you have a sixth one because you don't know which way to shape the zanav? Right, we said you always have rows two and two. You can have one sticking out on top or one sticking out on the side. Right, if you look in Rav Chaim Pievsky's pictures in Os Ches, so you could have sticking out on either side. Again, he has the girsa of the gra of Shlishis Ezohi. Where's the third one in the row? But it might mean, but we're going to have go with our girsa. Shishis Ezohi, Shlishis Shabarishona, Shniya Shabishlishis. Right, the third in the first row, all the way at the bottom, and the second in the third row, which is the one in the picture, the one to the left of the one on the side. So basically, two possibilities of what zanav is. Basically, remember, according to Beis Hillel, the minimum karam is two next to each other in two rows, with one sticking out somewhere. One sticking out somewhere, but the rows could go vertically or they could go horizontally. So here, you'll have to aser both. That's the gersos that we had yesterday. You aser both when there are two that are equally equidistant from the zera. So one would aser both in that case. Okay, we're talking about zanav here. You know, let's just do one more a line in the Mishnah, and then we'll talk more about zanav. So the Mishnah says, so these are the yesodos of what the definition of a kerem is. So we just said, well, could it be one row? Machlokas, Beishamai Beis Hillel. Okay, so it's two rows, according to Beis Hillel. What do the rows look like? So, Hanoteash, so now we're going to define it. Hanoteash, Taim, Kedeged, Taim, Ba'achaz, Yosei, Zanav, Hareza, Kerem. You have to have two and two next to each other, and then one goes out like a tail. Yotzei zanav like a tail. What does that mean? So as we have been explaining, according to most Rishonim, the Rash and others, it means that the one that's sticking out is a continuation of the row. Is a continuation of the row of two. Why does that fit? Because the Ravya, one of the Rishonim Ashkenaz, says the Ravya in Simon Aleph, Lo Karabo Seinu, he says, not like what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that you know what the Zanav means? You have two and two, and then you have one next to them in the middle. Like it looks like the tail of an animal, like the tail of an animal between the animal's legs. So that's what it looks like. You have two and two. If in the pictures of Rechaim Gadievsky on the bottom here, and those Bahadur, it's Os Yud. Os Yud, you have like a square of four, and then one next to it in the middle between. So that's the Rambam Shita, Be'emsa, in the middle. So the Rav Yah, Beferish, argues on that. He says, no. Lokar abosinam mafarshim sha'zanav bein shtei shuros kezeh. And he draws a picture of that. She'im kein, because then when you want to add on that's not the normal way to plant. Because when you want to add on another vine, a sixth vine, where are you going to plant it? Right? If the fifth vine is not in a row with the other four, then it just messed up your order. Shem Kain imbala hosif nitios lo yehi mechuvan al shuros. It wouldn't be in exact perfect rows. Elahachi pirusho. Rather, shlosha b'shura achas v'shtayim shekinegda b'shura achaheres. As we've been explaining, it's basically three in one row and two in the next row. And they're next to each other. That's what zanav means, according to most Rishonim. Again, the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos says otherwise. Tails, you know, there's certain karbonos that a zanav plays an integral role, and probably the most famous story in Shas about a tail, there aren't too many stories in Shas about tails, is the Gemara in the Bavli, Pesach and Dav Gimel, right at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara there, if you remember, has the story of Hahu Arma'a, the Arimian. Hahu Arma'a, the Gemara says, Davi Salik v'achol Pesachim Yerushalayim. There was the Arimian that went up and ate Karim Pesach. He went and ate Karim Pesach, even though he's not allowed to eat Karim Pesach. Right, called Ben Nechal O'Yochal Bo. He went and he ate in Yerushalayim. Amar, Ksiv, called Ben Nechal O'Yochal Bo. Kol Ara O'Yochal Bo. I know what it says in the Torah. This non-Jew said. It says, an Arel can't eat. A Ben Nechal, Ba'anaka Achilno Mishufri the Shufri. And I get the best piece. I get the best piece. He was boasting it. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says to him, he hears about him, he hears him boasting, he says, Mika safa l'cha me'alya, did they give you from the tail? Did you ever get the tail? Did they give you the most scrumptious part? Right? Amar le, and it was a sheep. And sheep, right, the tail gets burned on the Mizbeach. Rashi quotes, Va'al Yata Kroy Val Ligavoa, Dirsiv Ha'al Yaha Timima. So Amar Lo. So this Aramean says, no, they never gave me the tail. Ah, Kisakas Lasam. So Rabbi Huda ben Baba gives him advice. When you go up there, Amalu, tell them, Safali Ma'alya, I want some of the tail. Kisalik, and when he goes up, Amar Lo, he says to them, Ma'alya Safali, can you please give me some of the tail? Amrule, they say, Alya, Lagavoa Salka, what? That's burned in the Mizbeach. Amru, they probably said that to themselves. Amrule, they said to him, Mal Amar Lacha Hachi, who told you to ask for the tail? Amar Lahu, Rabbi Huda ben Maseir, the Gadol Ador, told me to ask for the tail. They said, wait a minute, there's something fishy going on here. Amru, my high de Kamon, what is this in front of us? Badku Basre, they checked it out, Vashkahu Adar Mahu, and they found out that he was Aramean. And then the last line is a huge discussion in the postgame cause, Vikatluhu, and they killed him. And the Shiloh was, why was he Chayav Misa? Why is he Chayav Misa? If a Ben Nechar eats, it's our Isser not to give him. But it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos, is it? Right? That's the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Right? So why would they have killed him for this tail issue? Right? That's the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Yud Dalid. Right? He asks his Kasha. Says, how is it? How is it that they killed him? Why was he Chayav Misa? So the most popular answer given is that maybe this is a form of gezel. He was stealing it from the Jewish people. The Jewish people have a special karban. Gezel is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Right? So the same thing would be by other karbanos. Goy ochal kachim kalim shlamim o pesach over gamkin al gezel. Ki ben noach mitzuva al gezel. Mali gezel hedyot o gezel gavoa. Right? So maybe that's what it is. Right? It sounds like, I mean, it doesn't say why they would killed him. But it sounds like it might have been like a harasha. Might have been like this was a public disgrace and undermining and chil Hashem. So something like that, right? Sometimes maybe a little bit like the Ramban, right? The Ramban that says that there are four people that are killed more based on what their Avera symbolizes than what their Avera is, right? That's in Parshas Kizetze. The Ramban and Parshas Kizetze on the Pasuk of Ben Sora Mora. By the four, by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think that Petes or so, says, Dalat Tzricha Nachroza. There are four people that need announcements before they are put to death. And again, we know that Bezin hardly ever put anybody to death. Hardly ever, ever, ever. Once every 70 years. But again, the messages of these halachas, and for sure, Ben Sora Mora, who maybe never, ever happened, according to some Tanaim, but we know it says before people call Yisrael Yishuv Yiro, they have to announce before they put him to death. Why? So the Ramban explains that these four people, per se, if you look, think about what they did, maybe they shouldn't be Chayav Misa, right? Ben Sora Mora, Nidal Hashem Sofo. They didn't do anything yet. Nidal Hashem Sofo, right? Ein Bo Atah Chet Mavis V'al Hashem Sofo Hu Nidon V'Zet Tam Chol Yisrael V'Yishmo Ki Lo Humas Begodel Cheto Elo Liyaser Bo Asarabim. He's not killed because of his chet per se, but to teach others. V'shalo ye takal l'acherim. Right? Number one. Number two, Zakin Mamre. Right? The second out of four. Zakin Mamre, the rebellious elder, he's a member of the Sanhedrin who thinks that everybody, all the other rabbis messed up. So yeah, he's still shame shamayim. He thinks they're all mistaken, but you're ruining the judicial system by not giving in. Right? You can't do that. Three, Edom Zomamin. Edom Zomamin. Right? They're not... when they are put to death, because they tried. Right? If they were actually successful, they're not killed. Right? Hargue Neharagin. Right? Hargue Neharagin. Right? He doesn't quote Kasher Zomim LaKasher Asa. During Makkas recently, I was brainwashed to think that's in the, that Lashon is only in Rashi, it's not in the Gemara. Kasher Zomim LaKasher Asa. Hargue Neharagin is in Makkas. But, so the Ramban quotes, and the Rambam. But, Kasher Zomim LaKasher Asa not. So again, number three, they're not punished for their chait. Number four, Mesis. Right, even if somebody tries to get somebody to do avodah zara, even if they're not successful, so they're punished for not for the godel hachet, but because of the liyaser bo asarabim. So maybe that's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira story here. This Aramean about eating from the tail. Okay, that's some of the stories about the tail. The Menchas Chinuch again has a discussion of it. That story is important for other issues also about what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira not doing in Yerushalayim. He sent this non-Jew up to Yerushalayim. Why wasn't he there? What was he doing in Nitzivan? Right? What was he doing in Nitzivan? So Tosfos has three answers there. Tosfos has three answers. Maybe he was very old. Very old. He couldn't get there. He was a Zakein. Or maybe he didn't own any land. And maybe you only have to make Ola Regel if you have land. Or maybe he was in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz. He had no mitzvah of Ola Regel in Chutz Laretz. Right? What about Korban Pesach? the Achronim ask. So each of those, not for now, but each of those are important discussions. So we continue. Says the, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, the case of two and two and one Yotzei Zanav, that's a kerem, and we said according to most, that means basically two rows, one of three, one of two. Shtayim keneged shtayim, va'achas beintayim. Right? What if you have two and two and one in between? What does in between mean here? Beintayim. So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, beiz gefanim shebeshura shnia. Right, two in the second row. Om dekeneged beiz gefanim hachitzono shel shura rishona. Shu gimel gefanim kazeh. Meaning, if you have three in one row, and then you have two parallel the outer ones. So basically it looks like a U. Right, basically it looks like a U. You have five, but the three in one row, and two in the other row, but missing the middle one. So that doesn't count as a karam. Oh, shtayim keneged shtayim ve'echad be'emsa. What's be'emsa? Like an X. Mamish in the middle. A no karam. All of these are not a karam. Achiyu shtayim keneged shtayim ve'echad yosei zanav. Right, until it has two and two, right, a row of three and a row of two. Again, you might say, what's the difference? You have two vines, they're pretty close together. No, but it must be that the Torah Shebal Peh is that it's specifically the nor, as we'll see in the Gemara, it's the normal way of planting vines. And if you plant a vine not in the normal way, that's not going to be considered a kerem. Again, the halachas of kelei kerem apply. It's just not going to be called a vineyard. It'll just be individual vines. So you'll have to be six tfachim away from them instead of four amos away. Just be differences how to define it. Why is the last line repeated? Right, the last line says, it's not a kerem until you have two and two with a zanav. We just said that in the first line. Right, you need zanav. How are you a kerem? So the Rashi Leo says, hader tani le limute hachzura. Maybe it's to exclude, if you look in Osvav, again in the Osvav Hadar, where you have three in the first one, one parallel, and the other one in the second row in between. Right? So you have three in one row, and then one in the second row that's parallel to one in the first row, but the other one, the second one in the second row, is in the middle. So that's also no good. You might say, what do you mean? That's three in one row and two in the other row. Yeah, but it's not exactly lined up. It's got to be lined up perfectly in order for it to be a kerem. If not, it's still going to be a individual vines. Okay, says the Gemara. So these are the Yesodos. So we got one row versus two rows. That was the last Mishnah. Now we have, what is the configuration according to Beis Hillel? It's got to be two rows. Easy way to call it. Two rows, one of three, one of two, lined up exactly with each other. So that, just to use the Lashon that we saw of the Rav Yah, so that if you want to put a sixth one, it could be perfectly symmetrical. You have the space open to put the sixth one, and then it could work. So Rebbe Chiya bar Ba, b'shem Rebbe Chiya bar Yosef, Eretz Kena'an l'gvulo seha. The Pasuk says, Eretz Kena'an, the end of Bamidbar, where it lists off all the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kena'an, according to its borders. So you see the word Kena'an next to the word borders. Gvulos. So we darshin gvulos shebadu lahem ha-kena'anim. The gvulos that the Kena'anim created for themselves. What does that mean? This is the way that Kena'anites used to make vineyards. They used to make it in this way of, you know, a row of three and a row of two. So we learned from them, right? Gvulos shebadu lahem ha-kena'anim. And if you look in Shabbos daf pehei, Shabbos in the Bavli pehei and Aleph, the Gemara has five lines. Five lines related to this. Ela b'nei Seir achori yoshvei ha'aretz. Atukulei alma yoshvei rakia ninu. The Torah says, these are the b'nei Seir achori that live on earth. Says the Gemara. Well, where else do they live? They live on in the Shemayim. Yoshvei rakia? This is the Gemara. Ela shahayu b'kiyin b'yishuvah shel eretz. No, they were expert in horticulture. They were expert in the ground. Shahayu omrim. Malay, they would taste the earth. They would feel the earth and say, plant grapes, plant olives, plant this. Malei kanezel zayis, malei kanezel gfanim, malei kanezel teinim. Right? V'chori shemerichim es haaretz. Right? They smelled the earth and they were able to tell what's good. The chivi, amar papa shayu toam in es haaretz, kechivi, like a snake tastes the ground, they would taste the dirt and know what would be good to plant. So that's what the Gemara says there in Shabbos, daf pei hei, and aleph, and that's what the Gemara says here, shebadu lahem hakananiyim. The question is, what does the next line mean? Is the next line asking a rhetorical question, or is the next line making an exclamation? Rabbi Imi says, so you can read it as follows. V'lamedim min ha-Kananim. Do we learn halacha from the Canaanites? Is that really appropriate? So what? Who cares how they make vineyards? What does that have to do with Torah? Right, and if you look in the Marafolda, Ulamedim min ha-Kananim bitmiya. Ella kein halacha, meaning according to the Marafolda, Rav Imi is arguing. He says, you don't learn this from the Canaanites. You can't learn anything from the Canaanites. It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's why it has to be this way. Right? The three, the Shtayim Keneged Shtayim Ve'Echad Yosi Zanav. It's not based on the Canaanites. If that's true, if that's how you read it, then we have a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Pashtos. Because the Bavli that I just read, you know, says that you accept it. You do learn from the Canaanian. Right? While here, according to the reading of the Marafolda, you would not read it from the, you're not learning it. Basically, it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But the other way to read it is that, no, Rav Imi is exclaiming, wow, boy, remember boy in Yerushalmi can mean, doesn't have to mean to ask. Boy, v'lameidim v'nachanim, wow, you learned it from the Kohanim. He's exclaiming. Sometimes you could have even a question word, but it is meant as an exclamation. Right, remember the Manishtana, right? Manishtana Laila Zeh, Pashup Shat, that's the four questions we ask. But remember the Rambam. The Rambam says, Vakana ben Shoel, and then Va'omer Hakore Manishtana, meaning Manishtana, the Aruch HaShulchan says, how different is this night? Wow. Marabu Masach Hashem, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. So that's how Rav Imi is doing. Wow, you can learn it from the Kohanim. He's being Matmiya. That's how the Rashi Silio understands it. Look what he says. Well, Beit Hakananim Tamiya Ba'almahi. He's just a wonderment. Shaya Matmiya B'Shmuazo. Wow, he's just fascinated. But he's not asking. He's not arguing. Right, that's so. And the Machlokas Mara Fulda and the Rashi Silio here, how to understand that line of the. Of the Gemara. Related to both of those. First, let's talk about the Rasilio, that he's amazed that we learned from them, but they were experts in Chachmas. And we know that to be expert in Chachmas, that's something that is part of our tradition. Remember, the Gra is quoted, right? We have two main sources, trustworthy sources, for stories of the Gra. Right, one of them is the Hakdama of Rav Chaim Volozhin to the Sifra Ditzniusa, which is commentary on the Zohar. And the other is the one that's maybe more used is the Hakdama to the Ba'as HaShulchan. The Ba'as HaShulchan was written by Yisrael Mishklov, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, and he wrote it about all the mitzvahs of Tulias Ba'aretz that the Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about. Because we have the Shulchan Aruch, the set table, the Ramah is the Mapa, right, that's what we call this commentary, it's the tablecloth, but the Ba'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table, so that's what Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov called his Sefer, because these are the halachas that he says the Shulchan Aruch left out. A lot of Shemitah halachas and Matnas Aniyim. We quoted from it in Maseches Pei, I think. So in that Dhamma there, he tells many various stories of his Rebbe. That's the story where somebody came to be tested by the Gra on Maseches Sukkah, and that was the last time he ever asked for a test, because the Gra asked him, how many times does it say the word Sukkah Malei? How many times does it say Sukkah Chaser? How many Ksherim? How many? So he does that. And that's where he says that the Gra used to put his feet in ice water in order to stay awake. But there also it says that the Gra was a baki in all chachmas. All chachmas. Let me read the line. Shezikeo la'asagas or kol ha-Torah, b'pi miyusa v'chutz oseah, kol ha-chachmas nitzrachim l'toraseinu ha-kadosha. He knew all wisdom in the world, because all of those wisdoms were connected to Torah. V'klulim ba, v'yadam kulam l'tachlisam, and the Gra was an expert in every chachma. Harbe, hu haya omer oz, ki rov tamei ha-Torah v'sodos shirei ha-leviyim, v'sodos tikunei zohar? You can't understand all the songs of the Leviim and the secrets and the Tikkuni Zohar without other Chachmas. And therefore, it says here, he was a Chacham in, he knew a botany, and he knew music, and he wanted to learn Chachmas HaRefua. Right? Yada Chachmas HaNituach VaHashayach Aleha. I'm sorry, he knew that Achmaisa Samim Umalachta Lamaisa. Like pharmacology, seems like, or about the pharmaceutical, the Ratzel Landa Mirofi Yasman, he wanted to learn that from the doctors. The Gazrol of Aviv Atzadik, his father said, no, you can't learn those. Shelo Yilam Dena Kadesh Liyivato Mitaraso, Kishisarch Valechas Latzil Nefashos. If you become the best pharmacist in the world, you're going to have to spend your life saving people. So that's not your tafkid, his father told him. Okay, so in terms of Chachma, but here we're talking about Chachma of Ba'ani. One other Ha'ara, and that is in the Ar HaYashar here, a commentary again, and one of the front of the back says, according to the Mara Fulda, right, so what does he say? He says, it's a question. He says, how can you learn from the Kananim? Really, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. One second. So it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai how the Kerem is supposed to look. So Beis Shammai argues on that, though. Beis Shammai says it could just be one row. So basically, Mara Folda, you're saying then that there could be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the kasha. Right? The Rambam says in Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayos that one of the definitions, one of the ingredients to be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Remember, the Rambam has the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two categories are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, which is something for Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog. That's never called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but that's the Mesorah that we have. Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Those are the two that the Rambam quotes. Right? So those are two that's called Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. While there's a whole list of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And the Rambam says, what's the difference between these two? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would never figure out in your wildest dreams. Kizayas, why Kizayas? Kibetza, right? Mechitza, Lovud, what, these, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, you could figure out if I give you 1,000 years. I know, even less. Pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, that's not so far-fetched. There's a lot of beautiful. Ayin Tachas Ayin being money, most legal systems of the world follow that. Right, so that's the difference. But by both of them, there's no machlokas. So that's the Or HaYashar's comment right here. According to the Ma'ara Fulda's Pshat of the Gemara, that it's a kasha, and therefore Rav Imi is saying it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, then you're basically saying there's a machlokas, Beis Shammai V'Hillel, about the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Unless you say that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is just that you need five. But how exactly it's structured, you know, is not as... Yesh lomar, de Beis Shammai Svir Le, ta Halacha Nishneitz Raka Lashir to Chamesh Kfanim. Right, maybe he thinks that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there is one, but I just don't think it's what you said. Okay, and he goes through other suggestions as well. But that's an important tahara of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and whether there's a machlokas on it. Okay, here we go. Let's continue. Shmuel Amar, how do you measure, now that we've said, according to Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel says, yeah, five. That's the Kerem. Two and two with one, one row with two, one row with three. Where do you measure Dalet Amos from? Because let's say you're looking at the even side, right, with a two or so then you have four Amos. But what about the odd side? Well, you have two in a row and then three. So from that side which is crooked of the Kerem, where do you measure Dalet Amos from? So Machlokas. Shmuel Amar b'mo de luchsin. You make, like, the Kerem is in the shape of a trapezoid. Basically. So you make it a diagonal line from the kerem, from the two outer kerumim that are not next to each other because one row has two, one row has three, and four amos from there. That's it. Basically, you don't imagine anything, Shmuel says. You go from, they make a line from the two outer kerumim, the two outer vines, and you measure four amos. Rabbi Yossi bar Zimina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Adroe kilo acheres nutuakan. You view it as if there's another vine. Meaning, you make it into a rectangle. Meaning, as if there's a sixth vine. As, right, the minimum is five. But it's as if there's a sixth vine. Why? The Mefarshim explains, Chaim Kanievsky explains. Because really, lumdus, a kerem is six vines. That's the lumdus. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, even five is enough, but it has to be in the tsura of two rows of vines. But that's the tsura, but the real conceptual vines are two rows, six. So that's where you measure from. That's where you measure your four amos from. Right? Tekivan to maker adin, I'm reading from Chaim Kanievsky. Tekivan to maker adin, chashav kerem, gimel, keneged, gimel. Really, the vine, three and three. Elishabishtaim, keneged, shtaim. Vachad yosi zanav, roenoso. We had that in the last year. You view it as if one is netua, keneged, zanav. So you measure the dalet amos from the outside. Fine. So machloka Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you measure, whether you look at the kerem as a trapezoid or as a rectangle. Rabbi Yona asks, one second. Notash, what about these cases? Notash, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achaz yotzei zanav. Shtayim keneged shtayim v'achaz yotzei zanav. What happens if you have one sticking out on both sides? Adro akilo acheres netuakan v'acheres netuakan. Do you look when Rabbi Yochanan squares it out and he says, okay, you imagine another one there. Could he do that twice in one kerem? Right, you have one sticking out on one side, one sticking out on the other side. Is the misora that we have, you could square it off on both sides? Right, can you do that? Make imaginary vines on both sides? Or, not a shalosh keneged shalosh, v'achas mechuvenes keneged ho'emsoi. What if you have one in the middle? Right, you have the one in the middle. You can look at the pictures on the on the bottom. You have two rows and one sticking out in the middle. Et roe kilo acheres netuo kan la soso kerem gadol. Right? Could you make it imaginary in order to become a kerem gadol? And a kerem gadol means, as if you remember from the first mission in the Perek, about mechol hakerem. The perimeter law between it and the fence only applies if there's a kerem gadol. Says Gemara, 1 minute. Lochein atamar ein zana la kerem gadol? We said earlier in the Perek, or in the first daf, or the second daf. When you have a kerem gadol, then you don't have this halacha of one sticking out as part of the kerem. When you have a kerem gadol, if you have one sticking out, that sticking out one is viewed as a separate vine. That's not part of the kerem. So what do you mean? You know, if you have one sticking out, in a kerem gadol, do you square it off? So Gemara says, no. Bishashuhu gadol. If you already have a kerem gadol and you have one sticking out, then we said you don't treat that one as part of the kerem, but that one is, you know, looked at as a separate vine. But the question that we're asking here is, mao litain zanav lekerem katan v'lasoso gadol. Right? If you have one sticking out, if you would imagine the extra vine, that would make it into a kerem gadol. Do you do that? So those are the questions that are not answered. Again, these are all questions about the structure. Again, would you imagine, or within Rabbi Yochanan, would you imagine two? Again, according to Shmuel, it's Modei Luchsin, and you wouldn't imagine any. You would just go diagonally at the end of the Karim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, see you next time with Daf Mem Beis.